السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Tonight we would like to share a few points regarding the aspect that we should try and be from those that have structure, order, discipline and moderation in life, even when it comes to the deen, not only in terms of our worldly life and our worldly day-to-day activities. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as an introduction to tonight's program in Surah Baqarah verse 185. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah intends ease. Allah intends goodness for an individual. Allah wants to make it easy for people to practice the deen, to live a good life. Allah does not intend for difficulty for an individual, no hardships, no something that would make an individual despondent from the mercy of Allah, from the forgiveness of Allah, and ultimately taking one away from Jannah. Allah wants to pave the way that despite whatever you go through in life, there is always light at the end of the tunnel, wherein Allah in His infinite wisdom, in His sheer mercy, in His doing and plan, Allah knows exactly what an individual needs in life so that he or she may be from amongst those that would ultimately receive their keys of entering into paradise, insha'Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the book of Tirmidhi Sharif, إِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا, that indeed your body has a right upon you. You cannot be sleeping 2 hours in the day and doing so much of work, whether it is extra deen activities, for example, mashallah, you perform your 5 salahs, then extra nawafil salah, you tire your body. No, there's a time, there's a place. You need to have that amount of sleep. At least 6 to 7 hours average a person needs for the day, so that the next day he or she is able to be more productive. We cannot be a Muslim, not just a human being, but a Muslim who produces in a day just 50% of energy. We need to produce maximum amount of energy for the day. وَلِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ, and your Rabb has a right upon you, meaning that when it's the time, for example, it's time for salah, or you need to recite your daily amount of tilawat of Quran, the recitation of Quran, or your adhkar, or anything connected to perhaps it's the season of fasting, or it's the season of hajj, then all these things within a person would find him or herself involved in, then the right has to be done in a beautiful manner. وَلِضَيْفِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا, your guest has a right upon you. You invite someone for a meal, you should at least be from amongst those who have a presentable home. Not necessarily you need to have a palatial home to host people. What I mean and what I say by presentable is that things are packed in a decent manner. You having guests at your home, these are the guests of Allah who you want to feed. They are the friends of Allah you want to feed. So you can't be having things lying all around. No, in a decent manner you pack them one side in the corner. Perhaps you put some particular spray, or you clean the room in a nice orderly fashion, in a manner, you ask the helper at home to assist you to prepare something, and you put a delicious meal. It doesn't have to be a 10-course meal, but even if it's 1 course, but so beautifully you put it out with the plates on the side and perhaps a serviette or two, and it doesn't have to be fancy plates or glasses. It just needs a a heart to be fancy enough to touch the life of that person who would come to your home and spend a few minutes or a few hours. On that point of hosting and guests and visiting, when we also visit somebody's home, let us make it comfortable for them. We go at the time where it is appropriate, not late hours during the night or early hours during the day, unless we know we have that relationship with people, we're easygoing or we are told to come at that time. Otherwise, let us be let us be from amongst those that when we do visit, we take into consideration the time. We don't overstay, make it uncomfortable. Now, days, what we say is, so a person goes to a home, they visit the home, they say, right, it's lunchtime, for example, so now they want, for example, starters, it's the main meal, then it's the dessert, then they're waiting for tea, then they say, you know what, we might as well just stay for supper. No, let's make it easy and comfortable for people, but we don't put pressure on people. Sometimes people themselves are so soft, they won't tell you that they are tired, they need to sleep, tomorrow they've got important work to do. Let us see ourselves, that when we visit as well, how we carry on with people. Anyway, the hadith further makes mention, وَإِنَّ لِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ فَأَعْطِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. Your family, your spouse, your children has a right upon you. It doesn't mean now you are working the entire day, you come back home and you neglect your wife, you don't even have fondling moments with her, you do not even share sweet words with her, you do not assist her probably, perhaps she was waiting, anticipating the arrival of her husband, and perhaps she might have gone out of her way and prepared a scrumptious meal. You come home and you just lie on the bed, or perhaps you're on the telly, or you're busy with your phone. No, let's give the wife her right. Similarly, the wife also, if she knows that the husband is coming home, let her prepare herself also in such a manner where the husband feels that he goes out and when he comes back home, he's coming back to his wife, and every day should be like a honeymoon day. Why should be restricted? That it should only be to one day or 2 days or 1 week or 1 month or 1 year. No, but every day Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how we should be with our spouses, that you can share kind words, you're making someone happy. And not just anyone, you're making your spouse happy. What a beautiful environment you can create in your home. Look at the way the children would then be brought up in a home and how they would see to treat their parents and then obviously their spouses in time to come. So everything has a right, and the right should be given in its appropriate time and places. We should not be like an individual who gets an adrenaline rush. Then when the feeling is over, the excitement is gone, or like soda water, everything is flat again. Every part of our body needs a break. What they say, for women, retail therapy, then they're good to go again, mashallah. The point made is that in life, sometimes we need to take the chill pill, so that we understand that we are human beings and not robots. We need to go for walks, we need to visit the parks, we need to have picnics, go for a drive, go for ice cream, all within the parameters and the borders of the Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Beloved listeners, we need to remember that we are all trying to achieve the mercy of our Creator. On the lighter side, they say, not everyone was born with the musalla and tasbih. Nevertheless, we have been given this life to ultimately attain our abode of everlasting happiness in paradise. In keeping one's actions checked for the day, it will create within us a balance and a path of moderation in terms of what we are actually striving to achieve in our day-to-day lives by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at our lives, sometimes it moves so fast that we would think we are competing with the comrades marathon. And what happens is we lose focus on what is really important to us at current. And when that happens, a piece of our happiness is snatched away, leaving us feeling very sad, thinking about the future than the present itself. So a young child should, with all the activities, have enough time for even to play during the week, not just on weekend if they have completed their time, their homework, if you want to put it that way. And still they would excel and achieve awesome results. A mother, despite her busy day, still finds the time to relax and perhaps read one of the books that she wanted to read for many years. A husband, with all his meetings, still finds the time to sit with his children and family and be the role model for them. Subhanallah. My beloved brothers and sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, the simple message is that we need to strike a balance in all that which we do. Like they say, don't mix business with pleasure. You come home, leave work outside. It's your family, it's your children, it's their time. Give them that love, that support. Show them the structure. When they need something and they are desperate, they need someone to talk to, they would come to you as a parent and not somebody else. Let us find within us a home, creating of love and kindness, mercy and blessings. And within our lives itself, let's create a structure of moderation, where we don't overdo it in terms of our dunya and in terms of our deen, where one day we recite one entire para of the Quran, for the next entire few days of the month, we won't even recite few lines of the Quran. Let's strike a balance with moderation, with consistency. Let's beg and make dua from Allah. And if we tell Allah we want to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you think Allah will refuse that dua to follow the beautiful lifestyle? That's a simple message. We are all good. We want to do more good. And inshaAllah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will achieve. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, to protect us, to honor us, to forgive us, to grant us the true understanding and the realization of following the beautiful lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that we say, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.